3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 6th of December. It's National Gazpacho Day. Happy birthday, Stephanie Scott, Andrew Flintoff, Debbie Rowe, and Jason Reynolds. There's more bad news on the way for borrowers and mortgage holders as the European Central Bank looks set to raise interest rates again next week when it meets in Frankfurt due to continuing concerns around inflation across Europe. The ECB has already raised its main lending rates 3 times since July, but the impact of the war in Ukraine, pressure on supply chains and post-pandemic rebound have impacted inflation in Ireland and across Europe. Speaking at the Irish Institute for International and European Affairs, the Governor of the Central Bank, Gabrielle MacLouf, said today that a raise of 0.5% is the minimum needed to deal with the current financial situation.
Because what we're seeing in the economy is indicating, to me at least, that we haven't reached the stage that we could be confident that we've got inflation under control.
Inflation continues to run at around 10% across Europe, but recent reports showed it has eased off in November. Dan O'Brien, chief economist of the Institute for International and European Affairs, says that if Europe comes through winter without a recession, that interest rates will have to be looked at again.
There's been great resilience in the European economy. If we continue come through the winter and don't have a recession and we still have inflation, then the central bank will need to slam its foot further on that interest rate break.
A new survey shows that binge drinking is on the rise in Ireland, with 22% of the population categorised as binge drinkers, an increase of 2% since the last survey. The Healthy Ireland survey is carried out every year by the Department of Health, and they say that it provides valuable insights into the health of the nation. Smoking rates have stayed the same at 18%, and men are still most likely to be smokers, and only 1 in 4 people who attempted to quit in the last year have been successful. Professor Breda Smith is the Chief Medical Officer with the Department of Health, and she says that the survey shows that Irish alcohol consumption is still way above the OECD averages.
We know that binge drinking is when you have 6 or more drinks in any one session of drinking, and this is significant. So, but also it is beyond the OECD average.
In the US, Republican hopes are fading ahead of Georgia's Senate runoff race as things go from bad to pretty grim for the party's candidate Herschel Walker. Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock is in pole position to win a 51st Senate seat in Tuesday's high-profile election. Former football player Herschel Walker, who has allegedly been accused by several girlfriends and his ex-wife of mistreating them, is now facing new domestic violence allegations from an ex-girlfriend. In a potentially devastating television interview airing just before the elections, Cheryl Parsett told her story.
He had his hand on my throat and my chest, and then he leaned back to throw a punch, and luckily I was able to avoid that. I have to say what I know. I have to tell the Herschel I know.
Didn't have Joe Biden down as a U2 fan, but I guess he moves in mysterious ways. It really was a beautiful day for U2 as the rock group received special honours from none other than the President of the United States. Actor George Clooney, singer-songwriter Amy Grant, singer Gladys Knight and composer Tanya Leone were also among those honoured at a White House reception and a music-filled Kennedy Center honours show for their contributions to the arts. Joe Biden was all praise for the Irish rockers.
For more than 40 years, U2 has changed the world. Anthems about civil rights, solidarity of workers, a struggle for peace, ballads about love and family, concerts dedicated to ending poverty and disease, 22 Grammys, 46 nominations, more wins than any group in history.
As an Irish band, that was amazing. As Irish people, yeah, I don't know, they haven't seemed to figure us out yet, that we're not Americans. Brilliant.
So to come the Smart 7 Ireland edition, the last World Cup drama, and we say cheers to a legend. Right after this.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Welcome back.
When they saw another action-packed double bill of World Cup last 16 matches. First up, Croatia faced Japan in a match that went to extra time and then penalties, which the Croatians won 3-1. They're now through to the quarterfinals, but they've got a mountain to climb as their opponents will be Brazil. The Brazilians put on a sparkling display in their first half against South Korea, finishing 4-0 up. The Koreans got one back in the second half, but the result was never in doubt. The Brazil team gathered under a banner sending good wishes to Pele, but it was their over-the-top synchronised dancing that drew Roy Keane's attention.
I've never seen so much dance. It's like watching Strictly. I just can't believe what I'm watching. I really can't. Brazil, fantastic. So Korea. My goodness, I can't believe what I'm watching.
If the first trailer for Harry and Meghan last week was anything to go by, viewers are sure to be in for some serious royal tea spilling. But the second trailer takes things up a notch. The former royals seem to be declaring all-out war in the latest trailer for the Netflix documentary, with the famous pair opening up their big book of grievances on the royal family and the media. Love them or hate them, you definitely won't want to miss the royal showdown starting on the 8th of December.
There's a hierarchy of the family. You know, there's leaking, but there's also planting of stories.
There was a war against Meghan to suit other people's agendas.
It's about hatred. It's about race.
It's a dirty game.
Kirstie Alley, Emmy-winning Cheers actress and well-known Scientologist, has died aged 71 after a brief battle with cancer. Alley rose to fame in 1987 for her role as Rebecca in the long-running hit sitcom and starred in Look Who's Talking with John Travolta and Star Trek: The Return of Khan. A contestant in 2018 Celebrity Big Brother UK, Alley was also known for being a senior member of the Church of Scientology and more lately for her Trump-supporting right-wing views. Here she is speaking about her time in Cheers.
I could never remember my lines. My lines were written. If you saw the Cheers bar, I used to carry a cigar box with me, mm-hmm. and my lines were always in my cigar box.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced, and published by Daft Doris.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.